Good evening. This is Braves Radio 640 GST. I'm Tim Rose, and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours as we spend this Sunday night live on Braves Radio 640 GST. Let's get some of the business out of the way. 404-367-WGST or 1-866-640-WGST. Tonight we're going to talk about the state of education in this country. And I know that everyone who's listening right now has something to say on this subject, because everyone who's listening either went to school, has a kid in school, remembers how to spell the word school. My education happened in England. I went to a school called Sevenoaks School, a school of 700 boys. That's right, I went to an all-boys school and everything that that means. Housed in one of those 400-year-old buildings that looked like something out of a Charles Dickens novel. I went to school at 7 in the morning. I had a 15-minute break at 10 o'clock, and then lunch hour at noon, and then a 15-minute break at 3, and then I went home at 4:30. During the time I was at school, I was either in class or, and I'm quoting now, walking briskly from room to room. We didn't hang around in the corridors or have endless free periods. And here's the best part, I was taught by teachers who I respected and who wanted to be there to impart their knowledge to the students who sat before them, like generations of students who had sat in the exact same chairs before us. As students, we were called by our last names. They just called me Rose, sometimes Mr. Rose, but then nearly always only Mr. Rose if I'd got into trouble. In fact, as I remember, the only person who called me Tim until I was 17 years old was my sister. My mother called me Sweetheart, and she still does. Teachers, well, they were like gods. They were like fathers. They were like grandfathers. They were geniuses. They were pillars of local society, respected by the students and the parents. Oh, and I forgot to mention earlier that at 4:30 in the afternoon when I went home, I had 2 hours of homework every single night, which I did until it was done, with my dad walking past the kitchen table occasionally asking, "How's it going, young man? Do you need me to look at that with you?" "No, no, Dad, I'm fine." And here's something you may not know. In most European countries, you're going to be horrified by this, students are done with high school at 15. Some at 16 at the very latest. By the time you're 17, the kids that want to go are off to university. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that school is perfect in England or in the rest of Europe, and that I'm not saying that everything about the American education system sucks, but I do feel lucky to have been educated somewhere other than here. And I constantly listen in wonder to the stories of my teenagers who tell me about the things that go on in their American schools today. Our kids seem to be so occupied with each other's clothes that they can't concentrate on their schoolwork at all, it seems. The teachers are so worried about some federally imposed test quota that they simply seem incapable of teaching. Or is it the kids who don't respect their parents, or least of all the teachers? And therefore, they didn't come to school ready to learn, but to be part of some compulsory daily fashion show that goes on across the country every single day in every single school. They strut around in front of each other, adding up the total amount of dollars other students' parents have lavished on their little darlings so that their kids don't have any self-esteem issues during the couple of hours a day that they're actually in class. When I was a kid, I wore a school uniform until I was 17 years old, and I was proud of it, and I was proud of my school and proud of my school colors. And I'm sure these kids today should be going to school in a uniform. I'm absolutely sure that all school children should wear a uniform, and we're going to talk about that. If a kid wears a uniform, they can concentrate on their studies, and they're not spending time studying each other's body parts, or the fashion sense, or the label decor. Of course, the problem is, I hear you say, who's going to pay for the uniforms? Because the kids are still going to go out, so they still need their designer duds for the evenings or for the weekends. And now they have to buy a set of khakis, or maybe 2 sets, or 3 sets, and some polo shirts in the school colors. Now, come on, Mum and Dad, cough up the money, make all the kids equal in the classroom. In the classroom, you don't need distractions, all you need is concentration, and the basic idea that you have come to school to learn. This is Braves Radio 640 GST. I'm Tim Rose. I know what I think, and now what's your point? And the person who's going to share his point of view is a fellow that I brought with me this evening who we're going to attempt to try to address the issues. Ed, thanks for coming here, and thanks for being on the show.
Good. Glad to be here.
And I am guessing that you probably have something to say about something I've already said. So before we do anything at all, uniforms or no uniforms?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think kids should wear clothes to school. And you know, if they're all wearing the same thing, it's a whole lot less distraction.
It is a less distraction.
Know, I've been to, you know, middle schools where they wear nothing, it seems.
And yeah.
So
idea. The fact of the matter is that it's true that it seems to be a fashion show at school these days. And surely that's not part of what going to school is about, is
it? Well, you know, it's not that there's not rules. It's that they're not enforced because everybody's too scared of what the kid's going to say. They're scared of lawsuits. They're scared of getting in trouble. And,
right.
And, I mean, I understand that perspective. But I mean, at some point, I mean, we are the adults. I mean, we have to say, look, this is the way it's going to be. This is the way it needs to happen.
Right. We are mom and dad, and we are the adults. We're the ones that.
Right. Yeah. And we need to enforce it.
So we can't blame the state of the school system on the kids because it can't be their fault. They're after all just kids, right?
Right.
We're the adults.
I'm like you. I mean, I grew up in actually a military school. We wore uniforms and. Of course, I got up in the morning. I thank God I don't have to pick out anything. I already knew what I was going to wear.
Right,
I was pretty happy. You know?
It's
like,
easier.
Dude, just get up and wear it.
We have a caller, and we're going to go to Phil, who's in his car. Phil, how are you?
Well, I guess the question I'd ask of you, because I very much admire the British and their speech and the way that they speak.
Oh, and you're wondering.
I guess I'm a devotee, Tim, of the fact that, you know, I'm very proud of the English language, and having gone through a public school education where there was a lot of emphasis on English, plus the language of Latin, which I was required to take 2 years of that language in high school, and helped me so much with you know, understanding words and
comprehension,
the derivation of words and how to use words, that I find today that our language is going to hell in a handbasket here in America. It's endemic that we hear people talking about, hey, where is this at?
Where's it at?
You know, you're ending a statement or a question with a preposition, and it's so simple. You don't even have to use it. Just drop the darn thing.
Right, right. You're actually saying more than you need to say.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I guess that is one of my concerns as a grandparent in watching what has happened to our educational system over the years, that we don't teach language arts the way we used to. You talk about people today, do they diagram sentences, and they look at you like you're crazy, like, well, what do you need to diagram sentences for?
Right.
So you can understand how to construct sentences, so you can write, so you can communicate, and that just seems to have gone by the wayside. So I just wanted to call to say that, you know, I agree with you. I didn't go to school in Britain, of course. I went here, but I feel that the education that I got in grades K through 12 is far superior than what the children get today in K through 12.
With the no child left behind thing, if the child does seem to be being left behind, does the teacher sort of fluff their grades a little bit to make sure that everyone seems to be passing? I think that, is that a problem? I mean, it seems to be a problem to me.
Well, I think, yes, it is part of the problem. I think, to me, one of the roots of the problem is discipline. I you know, it seems to be a problem in school today, and there doesn't seem to be much discipline at home.
Spank the children.
Discipline the children to pay attention in school and to, you know, participate in the programs and actually just plain learn.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we should be going to school to learn, and there is the bottom line, with an attitude to learn, and off we go. Phil, thank you so much for calling WGST. Thank you, man. I guess we're going to take a break, and we are. We're talking about education this evening, and we want you to be involved in this. It's easy to get involved, 404-367-WGST or 1-866-640-WGST. I'm Tim Rose, along with our educator, our mental health instructor, Ed. That's Mr. Ed to you.
Mr. Ed to you.
GST.